Hi friends, I'm Shally Jolink and this is The Other Side of the Bar, a podcast about what life is really like on the other side of the bar. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Other Side of the Bar, facebook.com/othersideofthebar and Instagram at Other Side of the Bar. Thanks for listening and we'll see you on the other side of the bar. Cheers.
Hey, y'all, this is Shally, and this is episode 2 of The Other Side of the Bar. And again, y'all know me. I'm Shally Jolink, and I'm here with
Rebecca Walston, Ian, as always.
Rebecca's my co-host, or the co-host, or not co-host,
yeah,
I don't
co-host.
Know. We are co-hosts together. Flat hierarchy, no juxtaposition there. Anyway, and our guest today is Jared. I'll let him introduce himself. Jared.
Hey, it's me, Jared Hartnett.
Cool, Jared. And so what do you do? We're sitting at Billy's. So you work at Billy's. What's your title here, if you will?
You could call me a cook, I guess. Or
cool.
If you want to say chef, that's cool as well. But
I'll call you a Billy's chef.
A line cook.
Line cook.
SpongeBob.
A SpongeBob, yes.
Okay, there. Cool. So, we start the episodes basically just talking about, you know, you and, you know, just having a conversation after hours. You just finished a shift here. And,
yeah.
I guess the big macro question is, how did you get here? And you can share as little or as...
How did I get to Billy's?
How did you get here? How did you get to Austin? Like, you can share as little or as much as you want, but
actually,
I want to know.
You know Ben Tipton, right?
Yeah. Everyone knows Ben
Tipton.
I know Ben Tipton.
You went to school with him, right?
Oh, actually, this is perfect. I didn't think it was going to be that interesting.
Anything with Ben Tipton is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
no.
Ben used to work.
I had... Huh?
You know Ben used to work here.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, I'll get there.
Okay, cool.
So I moved here and I had a little bit of a cushion, like 3,000 to work with, but then I moved down the street, mm-hmm. Kensington.
But tell them where you moved from.
Wait, where
Lake
you
Charles,
moved?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
And
that's cool. I like Louisiana.
Yeah. So I started going down the street. I don't have a car, so I was walking about 30 minutes to Barfly. Down the street, and I meet this guy.
Like in Austin now.
In Austin.
Okay. Yeah. Barfly is the bar.
Yeah. So I go in there, and I'm trying to meet the locals and stuff, and they seem a little clicky over there. So at first, but they're not now. I guess maybe it's because I've been living here. But I saw this guy, and I was laughing. You know. Yeah. A bunch. You
and
know.
He had that crazy
and
hair.
I would sit at the bar and laugh too, because they played some good movies over there. So
they
finally,
do.
So yeah. You know, I felt like I had to. If I'm gonna sit there drinking, you know, at a bar,
what would you buy there? Would you drink wine or what were you?
No,
drinking?
No, I don't really drink wine at bars.
So was it beer?
Whiskey, because I was on a big whiskey kick from Louisiana.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, what was I saying?
Sorry,
you were at bar.
No, it's fine. Yeah. So finally, I saw the guy and I had to ask him, you know, because I was just trying to network around here and see if there was any jobs available.
How long had you been in town? Like in Austin? It sounds like you were like...
Probably like 3 weeks.
Okay.
It didn't take me that long to get the job at Billy's.
Okay.
But,
You have a pulse? You're so fired.
No, wait.
Yeah.
But you were Barfly's first.
That's true.
Before you got to
No, he was just a regular. He didn't work there.
Wait, what?
He was just a regular hanging out at the bar. He didn't have
at
a
Barfly.
Job.
At Barfly.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I didn't really know where to go. I tried to go to Woodrow's and Jenny's and stuff, but it was always packed.
Oh my God, Little Woodrow's was open 3 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was full up,
it's
and there's
like
a lot
new
of,
bar
kind
to
of
be still
more uppity people there. So.
And I feel like they just opened too, but yeah, it is like a yuppie bar.
It's been there for a while.
Yeah.
But So I was like, hey, man, you know any jobs? You know, you just start talking, you know, like you do anybody you sit in the bar with. And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, this guy, Fox. He's like, I don't know why. He knows I don't want to go back over there. I've got a bunch of stuff going on.
This is the best impression. I love it.
No, but it gets even better. Because he's like, yeah. No, he's like, he keeps texting me. He's like, oh, we lost another guy. So they're shorthanded. He's like, just go in there tomorrow. You know, and
yeah,
I was like,
I said, you have a pulse, you're higher.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. So, yeah. But he was like, under one condition, he goes, you got to go in there and do the interview. And when you talk to Fox, you can't tell him who I am. And I was like, I forgot your name anyway. You know? And he was like, just imitate me. And I was like, I'm pretty good at imitations. So I'll, he was like, just describe me and do the imitation. And, and then, you know. So then I came in the next day. Shannon was working, I think.
And, she went to Macau.
Yeah, I remember Shenandoah because
Be wrong. It could have been you. I don't know. But I asked for Fox. He came out here and he interviewed me.
So Fox is one of the cooks here?
Oh, no, he's the manager.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. All right. Fox is the kitchen manager. Got it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so you met Fox. So what's his name?
Ben Tipton. So, yeah. So then I came in here and I was a little nervous about... But, you know, I knew I had to have a job, so I was like... And like you said, if you have a pulse, like, I clearly had a pulse, so... so, I, you know, Fox was like, okay, yeah. I think he was looking at me like, you don't look like a cook, you know.
Have you ever cooked before anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd been doing it for like 6-7 years before that.
In Louisiana?
Yeah. But, so he's like, all right, well, you know, I'll give you a call. And then I was like, well, I had to, you know, I started doing the impression for him and everything. And he just kind of looked at me like, I don't know who you're talking about. And I felt really weird.
I've never heard this part of the story.
You never heard this?
No,
I never told you. I told everybody this. I guess I didn't know you knew Ben Tipton either, but.
Yeah.
It took him like 5 minutes.
Billy's,
like,
but, yeah, well, that's so funny.
And he was like, oh, Ben Tipton, yeah, so that was the.
And how long have you worked here now? 2 years?
No, it's been longer than that.
So Fox eventually got the impression.
He got the impression.
Once you said it.
But it was a little awkward.
That's funny.
What were you drinking?
Just champagne. That was like over 2 years ago.
I'm not good at with time.
It's funny because I feel like I've just now recently seen you. I'm not like, I guess I've been.
Nobody really sees anybody back there though. That's the thing. It's like the dungeon where you gotta kind of reach your hand through the bars to get sunlight.
Well, I remember when Ben was a cook here, so like I have a lot of memories.
He's a really like, he's like 8 foot tall.
Right, but there was also a guy who was a cook here, and I forgot his name. Is it Pat?
Yeah, Alan's brother.
Alan's brother, yeah. Oh my god, Pat used to call me Shali or something weird. Like, he would have just emphasis on a different.
I know how to spell syllable. Your name, but I don't know how to say it.
It's Shali.
Shali.
It's just,
no,
yeah.
Have you seen her food ticket?
But, yeah, but, like, he did, like, spelling my name is not the same as
no,
saying it.
No, it's just.
It's different. It's
more,
weird. It's actually from Louisiana. Kind of.
Yeah, you were telling me about this Cajun guy that was talking about your name.
I was named after a professor at Tulane named Dr. John Shally. So, it's like a English spelling of a French name. And, yeah. I'm assuming. But anyway, I remember Ben working there and Pat calling me, like, Shally, but he would be like, Shall, like, he would just say, like, one syllable wrong. I don't know if it was Shally or Shally, but, like, Ben one time just was like, it's Shally, not Shall, like, I don't even remember. It was the funniest thing, though. It was so stupid. And, yeah, that was obviously, like, 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, I haven't seen Pat in a while.
Yeah, Pat has, like, married with children.
One son.
Yeah.
I heard you guys used to have to pad the door.
What does that mean?
Right there? Because he would slam it so hard because he was mad all the time.
Pat?
Yeah.
He was a screamer. He worked here when I first started, and I'd never worked at a bar before, and he'd be in the kitchen and just be, like, cursing and screaming, and it'd be like, you know, because our kitchen closes at 11:30, so I'd put an order back at 11:20, and he'd just be like cursing, and the customer would be like wide-eyed, like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, no, don't worry about it. You're getting your food.
Well, one of the first times I met him, I was like, hey, man, can you clock me in? You know, and he was like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
He screamed it. He screamed it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, every once in every blue moon,
so y'all crossed over, I guess.
A little bit.
I don't know. Yeah, it's funny. Weird though, because he's nice to me most of the time.
He's super nice, but he's like that.
He's nice.
He's that work mode chef type guy.
He doesn't have that switch, you know, where you just.
Yeah.
I that sounds like me though. Like I could be that way. I act out.
Like
sometimes.
If a lot of stuff happens, it's just.
It's just that traditional chef. Chefs are known for that kind of bad attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of personalities you have to deal with.
Yeah.
So you got the job by going to Barflies, kind
and
of.
Meeting Ben Tipton. The right? rest is history.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you lived at the Kensington, right?
Like yeah, everyone I lived else? At the Kensington down there. That's when I was going
to Barflies. I think that's how
Barfly.
We get 90% of the employees are Kensington residents. At least back in the
really?
Day.
Wait, what's yeah. Where's
it's Kensington? The apartments. Like,
it's right down there by the Monkey Nest.
Dollar Tree and all that.
Are those like the new
the gas station down there?
No, the old ones.
With the gas station.
Behind the Walgreens.
The shell right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are... Wait. Okay.
Everyone in the world's like lived there at some point, I feel like.
It's pretty big.
So it's like... Is it like on the west side of North Loop?
It kind
of
goes like a whole block. No, it's this...
Oh, wait, I know. They're like maroon apartments.
They're maroon and like yellow. It looks kind of like Italian villa-ish.
Are they where like Luby's used to be?
I don't know.
Okay. Are they across the street from the Telemundo studios?
Yeah, I think so. And it's like that whole city block. Yeah, you didn't know Telemundo's over there?
They're on the west side of Burnett Road. Right?
Okay, you know where CVS is down there?
Yeah.
It's behind there, okay. Right?
No, the,
across the street. It's across the street.
It's across the street. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know exactly where it is. Okay. Yeah.
It's but a pretty it's like, big complex.
Yes, like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like 10 buildings.
I've definitely had friends who've lived there too.
Yeah.
And
yeah, when Pat's a cool place. When Pat was getting married, I took his fiance wedding shopping and I picked her up. And yeah, I was so lost in there trying to find which building, which door.
It's like in the Shoal Creek neighborhood, but it's yeah.
Yeah.
And lots of regulars have lived over there.
Yeah. I used to... So I've lived by Bar... I've lived like a walkable distance from Barflies for the past 10 years.
How long did it take you to get over there?
I've been... Everyone's been to Barflies.
No, I mean, how long did it take you from walking
It's
distance?
Like a 10-minute walk from my... Yeah. So I used to live on 47th Street. And I actually walked there more when I lived there. And that's like a 10 to 15-minute walk. Versus, like, I actually live closer to Barflies now because I live on 55th Street. And it's just more of a matter of just going east.
Yeah.
But I actually just don't... I've never walked over there from my new house, sadly enough.
Dare to dream. You can still do it.
I know. I could still do it. Right. It's just you got to have, like, a real... For me, I have to have a real strong crew to go to Barflies.
Oh, really? I haven't been in
I've definitely been
forever,
to Barflies
forever.
Alone.
Because you're just, like, stuck with people. Especially
emotional.
When you go downstairs.
Yeah, it's very emotional to go to Barflies alone. I think the last time I went to Barflies alone, my dad was in the hospital.
Oh,
and
so
I
you
was,
have memories.
Like, I think Steve was bartending there, and, like, I knew Steve, and, like, he's friends with Ben, and, like...
It's all the same workers, pretty much, right?
We all used to work at Brentwood Tavern, which is funny. I brought this up on the last... time like I was like a hostess there. I barely worked there, but yeah. I definitely worked there. And a lot of the people who worked at Brentwood Tavern were like ex Alamo people, like people who used to work at the Alamo and like
Alamo
Draft House.
Oh, okay.
But actually, now that I'm like talking about it, I don't think Steve actually worked at Brentwood Tavern ever. I think Steve was just always around the party. But anyway, Steve would always pour drinks at Barflies, and I remember my dad was in the hospital, and my dad's name is Dirk, and I literally met a guy named Dirk at the bar, and I was like, fuck.
But you don't meet a lot of Dirks.
That's
no.
weird.
And I was like, my dad's name Dirk.
I've never met a Dirk.
And my dad
Dirk.
Was like, not
I don't
like,
know if I have either.
He was not like super in a bad place, he was gonna be fine, he was just like in the hospital for the night, but I think for whatever reason I was younger, and like I was just like, maybe weird about it, maybe not, I don't know, I was drinking at a bar alone.
That would
but,
give
which
me...
Is not,
like
weird vibes.
I don't know. Like, I definitely used to drink a lot more when I was younger, and I would drink a lot more. Like, I don't know. I would go by myself to drink because it was just like that's what
people
you did.
Watch, yeah. People watch and it's the energy like, and the crowd.
Well, actually, I was just searching for places on Yelp on my phone, and I saw the Workhorse, and I was like, it's not that far, because it really was like 30 minutes from Kensington Wall.
Mm-hmm. Workhorse.
And yeah. Workhorse is a little bit less, so and it was just like, couldn't even move in there.
Oh, Workhorse so like, is so
is that on North Loop?
And yeah, I still haven't
it's
been
the
there
old
even.
Parlor. Oh, the old parlor. Okay, so
it's
a
good.
Small space.
It's good.
Yeah. I haven't been there since it was the old parlor.
Really? It's basically the same, but it's different, and it's
well,
it used always
to be tables.
Crowded.
So now is there like a long bar? Or?
The parlor was really chill, and like this place is like packed. Gotcha. It's like I call it the alcoholics bar because you're like, oh, it's a Wednesday, Tuesday night at like 10 o'clock. There's no way it's crowded, and it's packed.
Yeah.
Like I mean, which is kind of like Barflies, but different.
Yeah.
Like Barflies is like crowded on like a Sunday night on.
It's weird.
Like Easter, you know, stuff like that. But you know.
But no, and then I look for this place called the Tigress or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like
a little
I've
it's
like
been
a
there.
Little hole in the wall.
Yeah,
and
like
I was like,
tables.
Just looking, I was like.
Couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it.
It's
and
right
that's
there.
More like fancy cocktails.
You have to
I know where
that.
It is now. Then I went to, I walked down the street to a really yuppie place. It was a bar or something.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? It's on
I've
the right
seen
side.
It driving by, but I've never been.
It's, drink well?
No.
That
not
might
drink
be
well.
It. I got a Jameson and Sprite, and they're like, that's W28.
No.
What?
I swear to God.
No.
They had, I swear to God.
$28.
It might have been $26.
No.
Both
I'm serious. No, it was a double.
Oh.
But still.
So drink.
But they had like the stone cubes in it, like the.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It was real fancy.
Like, yeah, but that's crazy.
No, but everybody was drinking something with like some weird stuff coming out of it, you know, like.
Too much.
So I was like, I'm going to get out of here after that. That's going to put me out before I use all my savings.
So you've been a cook here for a couple years.
Yeah.
So like, what's a story you have? I know you kind of told one earlier about Billy, which no one got to hear. So you can tell that one again, but also you can
tell. I should probably tell that one again.
There's also, I would say, like, what's another cool Billy story that you know? Or what's something that you've learned as a cook that, like, maybe would surprise someone? Or anybody? I don't know.
Something I've learned.
You can say all those things. Like, it's kind of like a three-part question. You can talk about the Billy story, which actually you should tell the Billy story.
Yeah, because I'm kind of at a loss here.
So you were working.
So yeah, it was me and Alf working. In
how
the
long
kitchen.
Ago was this?
Maybe like a year ago.
Okay.
And we're getting the vents cleaned soon or something. He came. Billy came in to look at the vents, and I guess they were dirty or something. He just was kind of looking around, observing everything. You just have to know him. But we were just kind of waiting. Just me and Al were just kind of waiting to see what he would say, you know?
You never know, right?
Yeah, and he was like, you should have seen these guys trying to install this thing, the vent hoods. And he's like, it was like four monkeys trying to fuck a football. Yeah,
oh
it was
God.
Pretty funny.
And he's just like... He just probably laughed like I laughed. And
then he laughed immediately afterwards.
And then did he just turn around and walk out?
And just turned around and walked out. Just laughed, you know. And then me and Alf looked at each other and laughed as well.
Yeah, it's like how... Wait, what did you say earlier? It's like, I don't know what that means, but it sounds...
No, yeah. We didn't know what it meant, but it was hilarious. You know? Just kind of thought of it, trying to... Put that image in your head. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a girl through the kitchen? I feel like every guy here has a story.
Yeah, you were there actually.
Was
I? Think.
What?
Every guy picks up at least one girl through that kitchen.
Well, I didn't do it. I know Sean used to do that. This girl one time though, she kept looking at me. She was sitting over there, and then she saw me through the window, and I guess we made eye contact, and she waved over at me.
Really? Like, come over here, or hello?
Well, just trying to get my attention, I guess, you know, and I didn't know what it was about, and I opened the door, and she gave me this piece of paper with her number on it.
Ooh la la. Nice. And you called, or you didn't call?
No, I never called. But you know, the funny thing is, and this is a true story, she lived one floor right below me in the Kensington.
How did you find out?
For like 2 years. Because I was moving with Corey. I was moving with Corey, and she was sitting out on her porch, and I was like, hey, I know you.
And I was like,
I need to call you, and I really meant to.
And you just never did?
I don't know.
Who's Corey?
He's a regular. He was in here earlier.
Oh, that guy, the bar, my roommate. Tall guy. Is he your roommate now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we live right around
you guys
the
don't really talk, though, do you?
No.
That explains why he's here. No, I was wondering.
Well, he lives literally in walking distance.
Yeah.
And he works late, so he comes in for like one nightcap before we close.
Right, no, exactly.
He usually goes to the draft house, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're open till 2 and we close at midnight.
Yeah, he's never there.
So you never called her.
Never called her, and then I was moving out that day. And I was like, hey, you know, I know you, and...
Did she remember?
She was like, what are you moving in here? And I was like, no, I'm moving out. And I was like, how long have you been living here? She's like, I've lived here for like 3 years or something like that.
How did you never bump into each other?
I don't know.
That's wild.
Isn't
that weird?
Yeah, but you never called her even after that?
Actually, I went to Jenny's one night, and this is funny. I think I saw Walker there. I went for somebody's birthday. There's like dancing going on. I was like, I saw her and I was like, hey, dance with me.
Oh, see?
You know? And she was like, no, I'm good. Aww. And she was like, my boyfriend's here. And I was like, oh, it's all right. I mean, it's fine.
You missed your champ.
And no, but I wasn't trying to like sneak in there or anything. I was just, you know, it's just a fun kind of bar you dance at, you know? And I was like, no, come on. And she was like, I said no.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, and then like a bunch of people looked at me and I was like,
never mind.
I'm sorry.
That sucks.
I was like,
and Jared loves to dance. At our Christmas party, he was a dancing fool.
Oh my god, where do y'all have your Christmas party?
Well, this is the first year we had it off-premise at Austin Beer Works. So
okay.
It was really fun.
That's awesome. It was fun.
Yeah. You tried to dance with Billy, but Billy didn't want
to dance.
Tried
with Billy, even.
Aw, that's terrible. Billy's so... Wait, can I ask
Luckily, him? I don't think he remembers it.
Can I ask a weird question? Like, do y'all know Billy's girlfriend?
No,
I've never seen her.
Okay. Like the one he like goes to like the
coast with? Yeah, she hangs out here. She comes here sometimes.
Cool.
And you know she's Philip's sister-in-law.
Who's Philip?
He's a bartender here.
Oh. Is Philip the guy... Do I know Philip?
Probably. Because he does Fox Fest.
Skinny guy, he's kind of an asshole.
Thinking, really?
Is he an older guy?
He's a good asshole, though.
Is he the older guy?
Yeah.
He
knows your parents, I'm sure, because he does Folk Fest and all that.
Did he have, like, the black eye or something recent?
He had eye surgery.
Philip. Got it. So, wait. How is Philip connected to Billy's girlfriend again?
That's Philip's... So, Billy is dating Philip's sister-in-law.
Oh, okay.
He's always here by himself, though. I've never seen him with her.
Well, because she lives out at the bay. It's a 2.5-hour drive. Okay. That's why he goes every weekend now. And she'll be here sometime.
That's so romantic.
Yeah, I think it's a good match.
Billy seems like a really romantic guy.
He does, doesn't he? Oh my god, he is.
And did you know his ex-girlfriend, Martha?
I've heard of her. Oh, okay. I remember she drove like a fancy...
Oh, the red sports car.
Yeah.
She always had the long scarf.
I imagine there was that girl with short curly hair, but no, it's not her.
Oh, not Vicky. They're just the best friends. That's Vicky Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
Vicky Jones.
You know Vicky. Everyone knows Vicky.
Yeah, she's here a lot.
Yeah.
But Martha's like very glamorous.
Chips in a bag?
What is chips in a bag?
That's Vicky, right?
I don't know what that... Oh, yeah.
There's much chips in a bag.
He knows everyone by their to-go orders. So I was like, what's chips in a bag? Because she likes to sit here and talk and hang out. So she'll get a beer... And then, like, another hour, right?
We all have, like, chips in a bag? What?
Well, she gets...
She wants chips in a Ziploc bag, separately.
Oh. So the sandwich doesn't make the chips soggy.
That's funny.
I was like, chips in a bag.
That's true. Funny. No, that's awesome. It's so interesting to learn all these things about people. Like, I have a friend, Tom, who is a valet, and there was a state representative who passed away like years ago, and Tom was really sad, and I was like, how the fuck do you know this random state representative from right. San Marcos or New Braunfels or whatever? And he was like, that dude was so nice. He tipped every time.
Like, he's a valet for where?
Well, he's different valet companies. So he's literally like valeting in like every. Well, actually, no. The way restaurants work is like it's like they have different valet companies, and he's basically cycled through all the employers because he did that job through college, and when he graduated college, he just kept the same job, and he's worked at Stephen F. Austin, he worked at the Four Seasons, he's worked everywhere.
Well, I noticed too, like those big private fancy parties will have valet service.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't have to park in the neighborhood; they do it for you.
I'm sure he's worked plenty of those parties, but like. His main rotation was like those places and whatnot, and because when he worked at the Four Seasons, it was like he definitely ran into state reps and stuff, especially like it, when it was like that time of year when they were in town.
He said it's a very seasonal job. Mm-hmm. They're here, they're not here.
It's every odd number year, January through June, basically.
Otherwise, they're in their districts.
Correct.
Okay.
In theory. But Jeannie Morrison, like you said, is a kid here. Or no, that's a
granddaughter.
Yeah, so never mind. But so a lot of them have like lots of like connections in Austin.
Right.
They obviously represent their districts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, her daughter said she was amazing during, you know, after Harvey because her district was affected. You know, it was Victoria and stuff, so she was down there a lot.
Any other Billy stories, Jaren?
Man, I'd have to really think. There's nothing really too interesting that goes.
What's the weirdest order you've gotten? That's my last question.
The weirdest what?
Order.
Like order. To go order anything. If you remember it. If not. Like, what's orders that piss you off? What's, I don't know.
She's so easygoing. No, some people are so, like, uptight about everything, but you're pretty easygoing. Or I don't see you freak out.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, it's nice.
Well, it's like, what's the point?
I don't know. Some people get so bent out of shape.
One time, they wanted jelly on the side for the peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, there's this one regular. And that's my fault. I apologize.
I was like, jelly on the side. I yelled it out, and Fox came in there. He's like, no, you're making this up. And he took a picture of it.
No, I know those regulars. So
I mean, I kind of get it now, though, because when I make a peanut butter and jelly, like, some people
which is
just
so rare.
Really spread the jelly on there.
Right.
Like the peanut butter's already Jif, it's sweet enough. So.
But do you want to hear the story? I know the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. They're regulars and they have a toddler, and I made the mistake because they go, I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but just peanut butter. And I was all, just peanut butter? How boring. And they're like, oh, well, our toddler's a really messy eater and it just gets too sticky. So my big mouth, they say, well, why don't you get the jelly on the side?
Oh, that's why. That's how it happened.
So they're like, and the wife got really mad.
I should have known.
Yeah.
Anytime we get a weird order, it's because of you.
Because I'm always trying to accommodate people. And the wife got so mad because she's like, oh. I think she just didn't want her kid to have sweet jelly. And then the husband's like, oh, on the side. So now every time they're like, jelly on the side. That's my fault.
That's awesome.
It's not even that it's annoying.
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
Do you remember my daughter's old order? It was the opposite. She always wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but just jelly with a side of beans.
What?
Yeah, that was her order.
Was I here when that happened?
Maybe not. She was real little.
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. A side of beans?
She loves beans.
Beans are good.
Yeah, the beans are good.
That's funny.
Beans are great. Anytime they're going bad, I take them all home.
Okay.
Wait, the Billy's beans?
The Billy's beans?
Oh, I love Billy. Like,
that's his family's recipe. That was like his mom's recipe.
I came here like one of the snow days in Austin. It was years ago. But one of the snow days, I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, there's nothing to do on snow days. It's weird. It's like, you can't really go to any places.
Down,
and I think I was coming from my parents' house, which is down there. And my house is, like, right there.
Oh, so we're in the middle.
So I stopped here and ate Billy's beans and cornbread sitting right
there. You
can't
go wrong with beans and cornbread.
And I watched the snow fall.
Oh,
and it was
nice.
Just, like, really nice.
Yeah.
That was this year?
It was years ago. No, it was a long time ago.
It must snow here more often than...
It snows
in my town.
More every few years, right?
It's funny. It's becoming more often.
Yeah.
It's weird. Is it supposed to be global warming right now?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Lots of weather changes.
Yeah, what is it, 40 degrees this weekend? And then
Yeah, it was like 43 yeah. yesterday or something like that.
Easter's usually the last cold snap. But Easter came mega early this year.
Yeah, March 31st, is that right? Or
April
earlier?
1st.
April 1st.
But,
Well, there's always a good Billy story, right?
I can probably think of some, but You'd have to let me think on it.
No, that's perfect.
No, it's good.
I can't remember what I ate yesterday. That's the kind of sorry thing. I forgot Alf's name today.
Wait, does he go by Alf or Alfred?
Alf. Well,
Alf.
I guess either way.
Okay.
But not him, Alf. But not Alfie.
I called him Alfie one day.
Yeah, don't
he
do
was
him
like,
not.
He looked at me. I've never seen him have that kind of terror.
So.
In his eyes. He was just like, don't ever call me that again.
Oh.
I was like,
I think I've called him that once, but
well,
he didn't have that
reaction.
Well,
Liz called him that all the time. And of course, she can say it because she's a girl.
Wait, who's Liz?
Another
Bravado
regular.
From Boston?
I don't know.
How do you not know all these regulars?
It's funny, I don't interact with a lot. Like, I know Larry on a personal
Everyone
level.
Everyone knows Larry.
Because
yeah.
Larry's been here for as long as I have. Like,
half the people think Larry is Billy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, Larry's been to my birthday parties. Like, sure. Been a very nice person to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets loud and drunk sometimes, but you know, who am I? You know, it's just whatever. So
if I yawn too loud at home, Alex is like, "Don't do the Larry." Have you heard him yawn at the bar?
I try to I try to play it off when I make a noise.
Wait,
but
Larry.
Like,
oh yeah, he does. That's like half of what.
Oh, he does a loud.
He'll be reading the newspaper. I'll just be like. I said the newspaper.
But even louder.
Yeah, it's
pretty
loud.
He's very loud.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually.
I noticed I do it myself, too, though. So
my dad's a loud person. I was talking to him the other day, and we were at Dart Bowl, like, at the cafe, like, eating.
Enchiladas, I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was talking, and I was just, like, answering my question, like, answering in a normal voice, I thought, and, like, my dad told me to, like, I can hear you, Shelly. And I was just like, that's weird. Because my dad is, like...
the loudest.
He's like Larry, but less social. So he has that projection. He has that projection, but he's not, like... He only does it in front of, like, me.
Right.
And, like, every now... Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I obviously am his daughter. So right. I have that projection, apparently. Because I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm just trying to talk. And they're all like, I was like, oh my god. Like, it was
Can you really offend anyone at Dart Bowl Cafe?
I know. It was a whole thing. I was like, yeah. Like, my sister literally, like, shushed me, and I was like, what?
You guys still haven't been there, have you?
You've never been to
Dart Bowl Cafe? Enchiladas and beer?
You gotta go to Dart Bowl.
Is that where they have the bowling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's a restaurant.
I've been bowling, but I haven't. Oh, had
you
the
have
food.
It's a bowling alley, the but there's a restaurant there.
So,
good. My dad's. Like been,
people talk about it.
Yeah.
My dad's been friends with Peggy, the owner there, for a long time. Oh, she's a good person to talk to.
Is the restaurant separately owned from the bowling alley?
No. It's no, because, like, they used to be on Burnett Road, where Bassett Furniture is now. And they, like, that. I remember going to Dart Bowl there as a kid, and Peggy was there, and now Peggy's at this
right.
Dart Bowl. So, like, I don't know how... I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's separate at all.
Like,
actually.
Subleased or anything.
Yeah, Corey knows I like to eat eggs, so he was like talking about it. He was like, you can put a fried egg on anything over there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
So they have enchiladas and eggs, and it's. Like, you. It's. Yeah, you gotta. Yeah.
You gotta at least eat the enchiladas there once.
Enchiladas are really good because they're honestly. They come in like a casserole pan.
Yeah, like a cast iron.
Oven,
yeah,
which is what enchiladas are. Enchiladas are kind of like a casserole dish at heart.
And they call it. It's like truck stop style.
Well, yeah, like any authentic Tex-Mex place, though, puts enchiladas in the oven before they serve it to you. That's what makes them, like...
It takes forever,
melty,
too.
Melty, cheesy,
to get it, but
crunchy.
It's homemade toast.
I forget what an enchilada is.
It's
I haven't had them that
corn
much.
Corn tortilla wrapped in whatever and covered in whatever.
Cheese with a red sauce.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, it's, like, wrapped in a roll. Like... Wait, you're from Louisiana? Okay, I guess they don't have
one. We don't really have... Nah, when you come here, there's like so much Tex-Mex and...
How long have
They're
you
making another taco place right down there.
That's right.
How long have you lived in Austin now? 5 years? I know you're bad with years and all.
4 years.
4 years?
I think.
Do you like it?
I like it a lot.
Oh, cool.
Oh, did your folks
I'm
like it?
I'm glad to hear that.
They did.
Yeah? Was that the first time they
did,
were here?
They did, but I was just disappointed I didn't get to show them a lot, but...
Sounds like that's what they wanted to do, though.
They kind of just...
They wanted to visit with you?
They're both big drinkers, but my mom... She said something because we had went to this Woodrow's twice.
Right. Oh, she likes
both
it there.
Days.
Yeah.
Where?
Well,
Little
Woodrow's?
My stepfather wanted to go there.
Well, that's like a good established place.
No, because they met a lot of people there, and they... people were just coming out. They're cool.
I get it.
They're cool people, and like people just want to come
Anyone
and talk to my
Louisiana
parents.
Anyone from Louisiana is a nice person who's like, no, I get it. Like, I've never, like, I've actually genuinely adored anyone from Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, you'd like my parents. I mean, everybody seemed to, they're like, all of a sudden they knew me better now because my parents were there. You know, they're like, we need to get to know each other more, Jared. And I'm like, okay. You've already known me for like 2 years.
Right.
But we'd be drinking all day and they just want to go back to the hotel and hang out.
That's cool.
Pass out.
That's what it's about though, visiting, right?
Yeah.
Catching up.
You get to see each other.
But I tried to explain to him, you know, I'm like, it's all about like, everybody loves the mineral water here.
The Topo Chico.
Cut off jeans, you know. And my stepfather was like, the girls have a lot of jeans, but their knees have the holes in them, you know.
That's funny.
I was like, I think that's everywhere. And he was like, now look. And he was pointing it out to me, and I was like,
wait, where do they live
like,
in?
Maybe you're right. Lake Charles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where? Is that like west?
It's on the way to New Orleans if you're on I-10.
Right, yeah.
Thank you.
Right?
So it's west.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a casino town. They just built another like Las Vegas-y looking golden nugget.
Yeah.
Over there.
I'm supposed to go to Little Woodrow's this week for trivia.
Oh, okay.
On Tuesday. I just genuinely wanted an excuse to go there because I never go there.
Are you going with a team?
I mean, it's like literally my two friends. I think they're a team, just them as a... They're not a couple, but it's like a boy and girl. So it's like them and like...
Do you go to any trivia for anywhere else or anything?
Here? No.
Have you done trivia
here? I don't know
here?
If I've ever seen you here.
No, I was like, you haven't done trivia here.
Does Julia come here with her husband now?
And kid.
I feel like the guy didn't even come up in order. Like, she gets her usual and then like, it's like Julia trivia again with the Philly or something like that.
And now the baby's here too. So the three of them.
We should interview one of the... Trivia,
she could probably talk your head off, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
The goal of this is, like, to get people who don't normally talk to talk. Like, you know, that's the point. It's like...
Well, you know, the thing about this, you feel so pressured, you feel like you gotta say something.
I hope you haven't felt like, that
Was
pressure.
It really that high pressure situation?
I mean, not really, but, you know, it's like...
You gotta say something.
When you know the air is just... Like, it's being recorded. Yeah. Like, it's not like you're just talking back and forth with somebody.
I guess
you know?
I do have this, like, sitting right here.
Yeah, but you know, I noticed you had it turned around.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a little more like it's not there.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know? I thought maybe you did that on purpose.
So, I FaceTime a lot, and so the speakers are on the bottom. Because I help, like...
It's probably a good thing, though. It probably make people less nervous, because you don't see the little...
Oh, God,
and the recording
thing. Yeah, you don't
want
to do that. I try to record my dad silently because he just talks, like, he says the craziest shit. Like, he will pull out stories out of his ass where my mom's like, huh? And my mom's been married to him. I was almost going to say dating
him. How long
have
they been married?
Okay, I'm 35, so like 40.
Yeah.
40 years? Ish?
Yeah.
So, yeah. My dad will just be like, yeah, I used to do this. I'm like, what?
So they got married in, like, 1980?
Yeah.
There you go.
I feel like everybody's pretty good at, like, telling stories.
Everyone has something.
You know, you just gotta kind of pull it out of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like, everybody's got some kind of interesting story that they can tell it in an elaborate way.
Right.
You know, what do y'all think? I'm gonna record Like, we could interview Larry. That would be crazy.
I don't know. Yeah.
What stories did you get? Rebecca, you forgot that I hate tomatoes.
So I know
when he did the commercial.
Well, I think y'all would learn a lot about Larry because I know Larry as like a person sitting out there.
I know
there
a lot of
the
stories. But
I know y'all do. Yeah. Y'all probably know more. Like, we all know a lot about Larry. Yeah. And so it's like, but his dad was a state representative.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've met him. Actually, I've been there.
Or no, I think
a lawyer. I thought his dad's a lawyer.
Well, he knows a lot of state legislation. Like, so that's why, like, he wants, like, there's a reason why he brings the politics when I'm around. Like, I used to work in Capitol, and, like, we would know the same people.
Right.
Like, he knows who this one woman is, like, who is used to be a lobbyist and now works for the speaker. Like, he just knows random names. Right. He knows, like, what I'm talking about.
He also went to Austin High, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like when you live in that neighborhood, you just know people.
Yeah. So, it would be interesting to interview, I mean, yeah.
Well, some of his students come in here, too, like,
right. Yeah, he's very old Austin.
Yeah.
He'd sit down.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is to get people, like, behind the bar who normally don't have a voice. Because I love Larry, but he has a voice here.
Right.
You know? He has a place here. And, like, so does Jared, obviously. But, you know, Jared gets a microphone.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Of course. Yeah, that was an awesome Barflies Ben Tipton. Not Ben Tipton, but like, that's a great story that you met someone at Barflies and now you're here.
I'm surprised I never told you that story.
I heard that part, I just didn't hear the interview.
I guess
part.
I always tell like Fox and, you know, LG and stuff like that, because they know him.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, that's funny.
I didn't know you knew him as well. That makes it even better.
Ben, he knows everyone, right?
Ben's been
like
here.
He knows everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from here, so. And I've been coming here a lot. Wait, did you know Ben used to work here when
he said
that at Barflies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, thank y'all for listening. That's it for now.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Jaren.
Thank you,
Rebecca.
Thank you.
Hi, friends. Thank you so much for listening. To find out more information, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook.com/othersideofthebar and Instagram @othersideofthebar. And let us know what you think. Thanks again so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on the other side of the bar. Cheers!